questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum everyone. Welcome to Arabic English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host for today's episode, and you're hearing me from Q&A on Islamic belief, in which you'll get the answers to all your questions. So let's start, but before that, I'd like our guest to introduce himself to us.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Sheikh Noor Muhammad. I'm very happy to be here.
And I'm very glad to meet you here. There is another question which is regarded to be related to hijab or whatever we could see in different countries that would differ from one country to another, whether it be chador or scarves or a special sort of veils or dressing, whatever it would be. But it seems to have been bothered many of people all around the world, and we could see that European countries are making some laws to ban hijab. And if you have a scarf or a sort of special coverings, you're not allowed to go to universities or perhaps participate in different sorts of areas in society. So is it dangerous? Is hijab starting to be dangerous to some people?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, I'm not sure whether many countries are fighting with this hijab or they disagree with the concept of hijab or not. We have in some certain countries that unfortunately, for example, in France or at least in some parts of that country or in some European country, and recently, unfortunately, in some other countries, the fighting and say have some disagreement with the concept of hijab. I want to say that, it is not in according to the freedom of thought and freedom of speech. You know, I'm really wondering why these guys, the politicians are fighting and they have some disagreement with the concept of hijab, while in the same time they have the very, heavy propaganda and a slogan that we are supporting the
freedom,
free
wills, yes,
freedom of religions. We have the liberal country. We are free.
And human rights, of course.
And human rights. Yeah, and foremost and the beginning, we have the human rights and the freedom of speech, freedom of religions. You know, we have heard a lot of these kind of slogans from some European countries and from some Westerners. On the other hand, we have these fights, let's say, or some disagreement with the concept of hijab. I don't know how can we have these double standard with the some of these European or Western countries. On the other hand, that...
So, to make it very much clear, why they have problem with hijab?
I don't know.
At the first hand.
You know, I cannot understand that. You know, you should ask them. Because it is not in according to their own standard of thinking. Mm-hmm. It is not in according to their... let's say, propaganda. It is not in accordance to the, human rights.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I want to choose, this is my choice. I want to choose to be a Muslim woman or a Muslim man. I want to have this chador, I want to have this hijab. Very beautiful styling, the style, as you mentioned in the beginning of your question, styles are different. You know, in some country they have children, this part or this color.
Exactly. Colors are different. The coverings are different.
Yeah. Colors of different, styles of different. But after all, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in two verses of the Noble Quran talks about the concept of hijab is, it is a standard that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in the verse of Noble Quran. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in the verse of Noble Quran is a criterion, but it can manifest itself in different styles and colors and in different cultures, I want to say that you should ask themselves why they're fighting and they have some
disagreements. Maybe into some points, it would help the growth of Islam, maybe.
You know that maybe, of course, we have some, you know, assumption, you know, for that. Because if you have your personal religion, I mean, you go to your house and start praying individually,
mm-hmm.
or you may fast, okay?
Yes.
Maybe nobody has any problem with you.
Because it's something personal. Nobody is going to get affected by whatever you're doing.
It is personal. It has nothing to do with the society.
Yes.
And it has no manifestation, you know, beside
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
But in a way that once you want to have these societal manifestation of your religion.
Once you come to practice it in the face
publicly,
of other people,
yeah.
it becomes a problem.
It becomes a problem. And it is exactly the point that we have it in the, you know, philosophy of Imam Khomeini. Okay, if you
yes.
look at the writings and the books of Imam Khomeini, you can find some very interesting ideas about societal aspect of Islam. Okay.
Yes.
Imam Khomeini, may Allah bless his soul, he started to elaborate on societal aspect of Islam, and he, you know, expanded on this idea that Islam is not only personal religion, rather it is political, societal religion. And the political,
it has got different dimensions.
Yeah, and political and societal, this you know, dimension of Islam is maybe to some extent more than the personal aspect of that.
Exactly.
If you go to the book of Wilayatul Faqih or Kitabul Bay or Kitab La Darar or many other, you know, books of Imam Khomeini, you can find it very interesting how Imam Khomeini, and of course not only him,
mm-hmm.
of course many other scholars beside him, of course I do not want to mention their name.
Yes.
They expanded on this issue that Islam is not only personal religion, rather it has some political and public, you know, or societal mm-hmm. aspect attached to that. And very interestingly, Imam Khomeini, may Allah bless his soul, he said that even your personal prayer, it is not, you know, I mean, even your individual prayer, it is not personal.
Exactly.
You know?
We have it in our du'as. We could see that. It is not personal. You're not just praying for your own self. You pray for the society. You pray for other people of your nation.
Exactly.
Or of the world.
Even, for example, your, you know, namaz or salat. Okay.
Exactly.
It is individual. Maybe you, you know, done it. You, it is allowed to do it in your house, okay, in your home. But, you know, it has some societal aspect attached to that. First
mm-hmm.
of all, your prayer, it is very much recommended to be, you know, in congregation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And of course, أَقِيمُ salat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the verse of Noble Quran. Of course, I do not want to go to
yes,
that.
Just in order not to get deviated from the main point that
yeah.
we were talking about. We were talking about hijab and why the European countries are putting the pressure and the stress much more stronger on people who are practicing hijab.
The point that I want to make it here, and of course I mentioned so far as an introduction, you know that when you want to manifest societal aspect of Islamic laws,
mm-hmm.
in that time it caused some problem for people and they cannot
uh-huh,
understand
that's
it.
That's the point, yes.
It is a point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that when you have your individual prayer, maybe, or for example, you have your fasting. Nobody has any disagreement with that. But in once you want to start indicate it to the society
mm-hmm.
and to show your, you know,
you show your side.
Yes, your societal aspect of your religion. In that case, unfortunately, many people maybe they cannot stand it.
Exactly, it becomes a problem.
Yes.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So, As just we talked about hijab and we said that in many countries, women have been banned from having hijab. And even if there is no law for that, you could see that when people are looking at you, it's as if they've seen something very strange and they give you the impression that you're not welcome to that society or to that, I don't know, you go to library, you go to store, to wherever. Just as you are practicing hijab, it feels like you're a stranger. That's the point that I was mentioning. It's not about law. They're making a propaganda against that. And it seems that it has started to make some problems for them.
We have, of course, in any country that you may visit, you can find some people.
Yes.
They are looking in a weird way. You can find. But on the other hand, many people, they are welcoming.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Because it is my choice.
Everything has changed, of course.
You know,
and the world is changing.
Yes,
it's very
of course
clear
they understand.
Are, yes,
they
yes.
understand that, for example, in any other country, you have some Buddhist, you have Christian, you have mm-hmm. Jewish people, and of course you have Muslim.
Exactly.
And I want to have this is my religion, and I want to keep it, and this is my identity. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that
you know
people of
different country usually don't have problem. It's the government who are making the problem. People usually have this understanding with each other, with different religion, with different nationalities. They do not have these sort of problems with each other, as we could see in different societies.
Of course,
it's the government who imposed those disputes and struggles in between people.
Talking about the government, maybe as I mentioned, it is a societal aspect of your religion. And what is an indication of that? Your hijab, maybe it is an indication for your disagreement with injustice.
Exactly.
Because you are the representative of the story of Karbala, maybe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to show that I'm following Lady Zainab. I disagree with some injustice. I disagree with tyranny and many other operation around the world.
Exactly.
And because of that, maybe some governments they still have some fight and disagreement with the concept of hijab. But I cannot come to a clear understanding that why these guys they have some disagreement or fighting this childish disagreement and fighting with the concept of hijab. I cannot have the clear understanding that even if, because if this is my personal choice, I want to have it.
It's my body and I have chosen this style of living for my body.
Beside the many other religion that we have, this is my religion and this is my identity.
Exactly.
I want to have it. It is not,
no matter how much pressure you're going to push
on me. It is not your concern. It is not none of your business,
mm-hmm.
okay? Why you have some disagreement with the concept of hijab or many other concepts? But I mentioned that these are some of the maybe philosophy or excuse that some people they have some fight with the concept of hijab. I want to say that we cannot say that this is my. I want to say whatever choice that you have, it must have some kind of rational supporting
mm-hmm.
or rational backing.
Yes.
The concept of hijab that I have, it has a strong rational backing. Okay.
Exactly.
Because I want to have immunity from the ill, people. Those people who have some ill looking at me, I do not want
from
to be...
From sick hearts.
Yeah, for the sick heart, as the verses of Noble Quran mentioned, I want to be servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want people to look at my personality, okay? Not
yes.
to look at my beauty. I want to have my beauty within
and
my...
And not to have a physical look at you.
I do not want people to misuse me,
exactly.
to misuse my, beauties. These are very understanding mm-hmm. and, palpable reasoning behind the concept of hijab. And many people, they understand that. On the other hand, when you do not, have the concept of hijab, many people, unfortunately, many entrepreneurs, they misuse you for the cheap paying
They enslave you, yes, that's
yeah,
very true.
Yeah, we have the, you know, this modern slavery.
Exactly.
And because of that, maybe some people, they have some disagreement with the concept of a hijab. But after all, I, you know, invite these people to have some dialogue. You know, this mm-hmm. is maybe the best way to come to a clear solution, to have our dialogue.
Exactly.
Come to their, you know, we can have, you know, via some social media, we can easily talk to each other.
It's a modern age. We could have some logical discussions.
Why you do not talk to each other? Why you do not have dialogue?
And without knowledge, they start judging. And
why
that's not
do
true.
You want to, I'm, you know, I addressing this politician, why you want to impose your own culture and your own foolish understanding to the people,
exactly.
to the mind of people.
So thank you. We're running out of time. Thank you for your nice discussion. And thank you, dear audience, for listening. Until another session, I bid you farewell.
حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين حسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن